Importance of source structure on complex organics. Emission 3. Effect of disks around massive protostars, by P. Nazari et al. Complex organic molecules are only detected toward a fraction of high-mass protostars. The goal of this work is to investigate whether high-mass disks can explain the lack of methanol emission from some massive protostellar systems. We consider an envelope only and an envelope plus disk model and use RADMC3D to calculate the methanol emission. High and low millimeter, opacity dust are considered for both models separately and the methanol abundance is parameterized. Viscous heating is included due to the high accretion rates of these objects in the disk. In contrast with low-mass protostars, the presence of a disk does not significantly affect the temperature structure and methanol emission. The shadowing effect of the disk is not as important for high-mass objects and the disk midplane is hot because of viscous heating, which is effective due to the high accretion rates. Consistent with observations of infrared absorption lines toward high-mass protostars, we find a vertical temperature inversion, i.e. higher temperatures in the disk midplane than the disk surface, at radii 550 m sun. The large observed scatter in methanol emission from massive protostars can be mostly explained toward lower luminosity objects with the envelope plus disk models including low and high M opacity dust. The methanol emission variation toward sources with high luminosities cannot be explained by models with or without a disk. However, the L/M of these objects suggest that they could be associated with hypercompact, ultracompact HII regions. Therefore, the low methanol emission toward the high luminosity sources can be explained by them hosting an HII region where methanol is absent. This was importance of source structure on complex organics emission 3. Effect of disks around massive protostars, by P. Nazari et al.